You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Tim Burke, and welcome to Live from Studio A. It's my great privilege to have the Can-Am Piano Duo with me. Thank you so much for doing this, and on very short notice, I might add, these wonderful folks agreed to do this sometime during what passes for their lunch hour, I think.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I'm so glad to have you here. Thank you so much. To work as a piano duo, well, first off, you've got to be able to get along.
Yes.
I think so, yes, that would be true.
And as I understand it, you two have played together since your college days?
Correct.
Yes.
2002, I think, was our first foray, somewhere in there. We did the Bartok two-piano sonata for percussion and piano, and that was that's a galvanizing event, you know? If anything's going to bring people together, it's learning a work of that magnitude, yeah. So
did the need for two pianists to play this work bring you together, or did you two of you come up with and say, we want to play this work?
We were in the same studio and had the feeling that our playing styles meshed really well, and we both have a lot of interest in contemporary music. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, with the 20th century nature of the Bartok, we both were very interested in playing that work in particular.
And that's really our goal, I guess, with this duo as well, is we really try and feature works of the last 100 years and largely composers of Canada and America, actually. We try and focus on them. We do others as well, but we feel that there's enough great stuff out there that doesn't get programmed. And so, you know, our programs tend to be different, you know, varied.
If you're just listening, I'm talking with the Can-Am Piano Duo. We just heard the voice of the Canadian portion of this duo.
That is right.
Christopher Hahn.
Correct.
And the American is Karen Barris.
Yes.
And thanks to you both again for coming in. When you perform together, is it difficult, or I should say maybe a little easier to play if you've got two pianos facing each other, or when you're both working on one keyboard?
Well, they both definitely have their challenges and their benefits. I think because we're so used to having our own instrument, there are definite benefits. We feel so comfortable working with the full range of the keyboard. But again, the cueing and the coordination when you're working with two separate pianos is rather difficult and something you really need to work with. We've really found, we enjoy playing duets, but it really is, as we say jokingly, it's more of a contact sport where you're elbowing and I've gotten
Looking for real estate on the bench. And also there are other pianistic things that come into play. Like there are times when the person on the top, who is playing more melodic elements typically in the texture, is pedaling, because it's the melody that requires the use of the pedal. And so the person on the bottom, who, you know, would maybe feel like they need to flesh out the harmony with pedal, they're kind of at the will of the other person. So you end up sharing duties, you know, and you end up having to change articulations based on pedaling. Is probably the biggest issue, I would say. There are issues of coordination, choreography, you know, as we like to call it. But a piano duo is so wonderful because you just get on these instruments and it's boom, just go for it. Issues of balance arise and matched instruments as well. But generally speaking, of the concerts that we've done, we've been very fortunate, Interlochen being right at the top of that, just really beautiful instruments in a wonderful hall. So it was fabulous, yeah.
And I should mention that both of you have ties to Michigan.
Yes.
Christopher is at Blue Lake during the summer.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And Karen, you're at Interlochen during the summer.
I have been, yeah. And not for the past couple of years, but staff accompanist for many years here, yes.
Right. Yeah. And do you find that you miss it?
Oh, I miss it very much, yeah. And there are just certain times of year, you know, when it comes to Les Preludes and it's the end of the summer, you have the feeling, you know, the times that come around. You know what's happening even if you're not here.
Do you have a recording that you play late in August just to
pull it out?
Feeling?
Yeah.
Well, thinking of playing things, we really should get you two to the keyboard.
Great.
And you're going to be playing music written by a composer who also was here a couple of years ago at Interlochen, Lippert Larsen. That's Gavel Patter. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. It's a work that, as I like to tell audiences, you need to get your head out of the courtroom and get your head into the auctioneer world. I think gavel initially makes us think of judges and such, but it's actually it's a sort of an auctioneer representation of that. And I've met Libby and actually had the opportunity to record this work for her. What she talks about, and it was really interesting, is that she's really gotten tired of old forms of rhythm, basically. So she's been looking for new inspirations in rhythm. And so what she's been doing is she's been transcribing rhythmic patter, if you will, of various people, like sports announcers or auctioneers. And so she takes those rhythmic patterns and then from that creates gavel patter and other such works. It's really fascinating. And I like this story. I said, so what are some things you're exploring next? She says, well, I'm really into hip hop. And so I'm really listening to hip hop patterns. And so I look forward to her next work. It could be something for maybe four hands or something or whatever that involves hip hop rhythmic patterns.
So sounds interesting.
We look forward to that. There's a moment in this piece I should say that I actually have to be the auctioneer at one point where I actually have to say hup. And to the audience, it sounds
more
like...
shout, huh?
Well, I should shout, actually, really. Yeah, I feel I have to turn to the audience and do it. Karen has a solo part, and I'm doing this hupping. And it takes the audience by surprise. If I don't forewarn them, they think I've suddenly got a case of hiccups or something. So I try to make it as convincing as possible. I admit I've never been to an auction, so maybe I need to get some inspiration from that. But it's fun, and it's definitely a, you know, extra musical.
Well, then, let's do this.
Wonderful.
The Canada Piano Duo... Karen Barris and Christopher Hahn about to perform Libby Larson's Gavel Patter. You're listening to Live from Studio A.
Thank you.
Can-Am Piano Duo performing Libby Larson's Gavel Patter. I'm sold. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a
wonderful music.
To the end, I think. Yeah.
Wonderful music.
Isn't it fabulous? Yeah.
Yeah, great rhythms there.
It's, yeah, it's unbelievable.
I hear bits and pieces of all kinds of folks in there.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't it true?
I think if you focus on the rhythm, maybe that's part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes you to a whole new way of just focusing on something. Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's so chordal. I mean, the textures of it are really very chordal, but somehow out of it comes these really, it's the patterns, it's how they interweave. And it really creates that sense of, I think, just cacophony and the sense of what would be happening in that kind of event, you know, maybe more like Wall Street bidding on, you know, selling stocks and such, you know.
And there's that underlying incessant mm-hmm. energy, uh-huh. which is just so driving.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
accents everywhere and just go for it. And very dry. I mean, she really indicates no pedal. Just make it sharp, make it crisp, you know, and it's fun. It's a gas. The rhythms are changing forever. It's just constantly. It's amazing.
It's a great piece to listen to. It's a great piece to watch, I might add. I wish for our listeners they could have seen the two of you together, because that interplay between rhythms and parts also comes out in watching the two of you.
Right. Uh-huh.
The heads
right.
bobbing and the shoulders.
You got to put on a show, even if on radio, you know.
Absolutely right. Well, it's been an absolute treat. I should let folks know, if they're just tuning in, that I'm talking with the Can-Am Piano Duo. I'm Tim Burke. And you've come not just to perform at Interlochen, but to work with some of the piano students. Mm-hmm. What's that like?
Oh, we had a ball. We just were working with a master class here at 1:30, and we actually got to start off by working with a piano duo, mm-hmm. Playing Arensky Waltz mm-hmm. for a piano duo. And
two pianos, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is great. It's great to see students at that stage and age mm-hmm. doing that, getting involved in this. It's there are so many things that are important at that stage of their development. But what I, you know, what we were sort of impressing upon them is that, whereas if you work with a piano trio, you know, piano, violin, cello, or something of that nature, you know, the pianist oftentimes is sitting in the back going over their part while the string players figure out their bowings and phrasings. And you got two pianists, you got another whole person whom you respect and admire as a musician and a player. And you can ask them and mind them, you know, what would you use for a fingering here? This just isn't speaking for me. And they, well, why don't you try 5-3? That's perfect. Beautiful. And so you really are really at the very heart, very essence of your art and what you love, which is piano performance, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's and colors, yes, it is a homogenized sound, it's all piano, but you're really working with how to bring out color within that sound. Mm-hmm. And that's what we were working with the students on today.
And we're very much of the mind that 1 + 1 = more than 2 when you're talking about two pianists.
It's
and
true.
So it's just really wonderful
it's
to be
true.
Able to work with that.
Yeah. So that was fun, and we worked with the Beethoven Sonata, and I think we're going to go listen to the piano faculty over here just doing a yeoman's job. They're listening to all, they each have 18 students, and so they're going to listen to all of their students play through their pieces for juries, which are the big scary end of semester finals for performance students, and so that's coming up next week, and so we'll go over and offer brief comments, I think, if they're willing to listen.
And just sit back and enjoy some more of Interlochen students.
So. Absolutely. It's been fabulous. We're honored to be here. So,
well, we are certainly honored as well. Thank you so much for coming over.
Our pleasure.
The Can-Am Piano Duo. Karen Barris and Christopher Hahn, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Coming.
Thank you.
To Live from Studio A.